Beside me in the back seat, Sam is looking uncomfortable, squirming this way and that. Suddenly the car ahead of us brakes, and as we brake too, the car behind rams into us and the trunk flies open. Mr. Washburn is out of the car in a flash. From their guard post, two policemen who have seen the accident head down the block toward us. Sam turns pale at the sight of soldiers approaching, wielding machine guns. He opens his door and hurries out to join Mundine and Mr. Washburn at the back of the car. I'm right behind him. No problem, Mr. Washburn is saying to the driver who has run into our car. It's understandable. Bad tráfico. He's talking too fast, as if he's the one who rammed into a car, his hand trying desperately to push down the trunk that has flown open, but the dent in the trunk won't let the latch catch. Allow me, one of the policemen offers, strapping his weapon over his shoulder and rolling up his sleeves. No, no, por favor, Mr. Washburn insists, waving him away from the trunk. All that is needed is a piece of rope. The driver of the car behind us runs off to get some rope he has stored in his trunk. Meanwhile, the second policeman heads back to his guard post to make out his report. You will dirty your sleeves. Mr. Washburn is still arguing with the remaining policeman about helping with the dented trunk. But the policeman is insistent. He steps forward and lifts the lid to inspect the damage. I cannot describe what I see, for the words slide away from my memory. In fact, no one says a word. We stand for a long moment, looking down into the trunk of that car. The driver, who has arrived with the coil of rope, glances down, and his eyes grow wide.